Welcome to the Mixtape Mixtape
Podcast Podcast.
I'm your host, Julia.
And I'm your host, Mike.
Each episode, we pick a theme and make you a mix. This week,
let's get swole. Back to the gym. Let's lift, bro.
Oh, crap. Welcome back, y'all.
Well, it is the second podcast of the new year.
Yeah, and as part of most everyone's New Year's resolutions, people typically choose to get fit.
Yeah, get back in the gym. New year, new you.
Yeah, but really you're the same old garbage you were the year before, but you're trying.
It's a different you, and you're actually older, so you're probably smellier and funkier and hairier.
Yeah, all those things. You could be the all combo of everything.
Yeah, you're like, you kind of like, you start off when you're young, like the Bill Paxton character from Weird Science, and you end up with how Chet ends in Weird Science, just a pile of shit.
It's from January to December.
Exactly. Well, there's some technical things popping. Yeah. Maybe we're good. From January, you got January Chet, and I always end up in December looking like Chet at the end of the film.
Yeah. Like, so now we're trying to get back to that January Chet.
Right.
So we're working out, we're going to the gym.
Chet.
We're trying to watch what we eat.
Chet. Sorry.
I haven't really been working out, but I've been trying to like cut back on things. So I haven't been drinking. I've been drinking at least 100 ounces of water a day. Like, I go to the bathroom a lot. Like,
okay, I want you to watch the Adam Ruins Everything about drinking water.
Really? Yes. Are you not supposed to?
All the it says drink water when you're thirsty is what he says. And he says all the sources say that you need to drink X amount of water a day and you need to have all these electrolytes, but all those things are funded by drink companies.
Got it. Because everyone's telling me that you need to have half your body weight in water in ounces a day.
Yeah, I don't think there's really any. That's what he breaks it down. But yeah, for the listeners, if you've never seen Adam Ruins Everything, watch it. It's pretty cool. If you're a know-it-all brainiac who listens to our show and hates us because we get everything wrong, you would love it. It's amazing.
He's really annoying. I hate that show.
Yeah.
But the facts that he presents are
pretty well thought out.
So, yeah. And he brings on professionals to talk about things. Right. So they know what they're talking about. He's just a very annoying character. And I know that's a whole premise.
Yes.
But it's still really hard to watch.
And it's hard to watch and know-it-all. It's just everyone, you know, Face to Face had a really good song about the same topic. Everyone hates a know-it-all, man.
Yeah.
He's just, but it's good. It's the one about, that was actually about home financing and stuff was pretty spot on, I thought.
There was like a recent one about airline miles, you know, things
exactly.
That. Like,
yeah. It's cool. It's a cool little hack, you know, if you enjoy that kind of thing. But anyway, the water one is pretty good. But
okay. Regardless. I'll look at that.
But yeah, I think this year, you know, we talked about it before. I don't really subscribe to resolutions. However, I do have goals, you know, write goals down. And then I do them quarterly as well. So, excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm a little sniffly. But I try to do that and try to take steps with that every day. I don't really have a goal. Like, I'm not going to be a size 6.
No, I just want to clean the system out. Because we've been eating, like, crap for the past couple months that I truly, like, I don't want to chew food anymore. I just want to drink water or juice and, like, that's it.
Smoothie it out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I had for breakfast.
Hey, you know, I'm just saying, I think that I invented a sandwich when I worked at Lampo's Pizza. It consisted of half of sub loaf bread, a bunch of lettuce, pepperoncinis, pickles. Like, I had all these vegetables on it, and I just ate that, and I swear, that cleaned me out all the time.
Yeah, I would think so. You're onto something there.
Yeah, exactly. Just eat veggie sandwiches.
A little colon cleanser.
Well, so when picking, we're not going to pick traditional workout songs.
No.
Like the aforementioned lovely Miss Olivia Newton-John.
Nope.
So I don't really work out. I don't run anymore. When I did run, I listened to like, I would listen to either podcasts or like these long playlists I put mm-hmm. together, and they're, most people probably think they're boring. So I kind of just picked songs that were in like the 155 to 190 BPM range that I thought were really cool and that I wouldn't mind listening to. And I figured I could see myself running to this if I had to, or
yeah.
or in the gym, getting all swole in my private space.
I'm so dumb. When you told me that earlier, like the BPM, and it didn't click what uh-huh. that meant. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're running. So it's a high speed.
Yeah, beats per minute.
Yes. Versus, so you're yeah. really working out. Sorry, I keep touching the mics.
All right, we can get started though.
Yeah, let's go for
it. I got a newer record. This one is actually, I actually really like this song. You heard it 100 million times. You listen to modern radio. It's everywhere, or was everywhere years ago when it came out. But it's 1901 by Phoenix, and can't really say much about Phoenix other than that they're a great band, and I know that they're from I think they're from France, right? I don't know.
I Phoenix? Think they are French.
Yeah, French. Yeah. So here's 1901 by Phoenix.
It's 20 seconds till the last call. Go ahead.
Choice. It's a good poppy upbeat
yeah.
all the way through, yeah, and that's right. what I look for in yeah. songs.
Yeah, when you're looking for workout songs, I would think, and if you're running to a rhythm, that might be a good little rhythm for you to start your run.
Yeah. I run a lot, or I used to run a lot, then I gained a lot of weight, then I had hip problems, back problems, but I'm trying to run again, so...
and how old are you again?
33.
Yeah, you're 33. Okay. Yeah. Great, because if people didn't know that, and just hearing your voice, like, eh, you know, I got a lot of back problems. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, that little old lady's sweet. She's got pretty hip taste in music.
But running caused all my problems, which is a bummer. Like, yeah. running and not stretching properly
yes.
caused all my hip pain. So
what you find is that as you're getting older, it's the stretching really helps everything, right?
Yeah, because I would go and run 8 miles, no problem, change and get ready for work and just go. You know, yeah. I wouldn't take the time to, like, stretch out my body at all. So that's what did it.
How you like me now, your body's saying. How you like me now.
But now, trying to get back into running. So I listen to a lot of pop punk, upbeat, poppy music, like
sure.
Phoenix that you just played. Just something that's going to be fast the whole way through. So my first song is going to be by a band called Unwritten Law.
Oh,
and this is an old song by them called CPK.
Okay.
I remember the way when we used to play. All the trouble seemed so far away, yeah. That was when I lived from day to day. You remember a time when all of them all was having fun and catching a buzz, yeah. That was life for you and for me.
Yeah, you know what we were talking about a little bit offline. We were listening to the song. You could see. I don't know what year did that come out? Did you
94?
Yeah. Okay. So that's a great example of why Unwritten Law is so popular, especially still in San Diego County. Even though there's only two, I think, original members in Unwritten Law now, but that explains why they have a great following, because that's such a great song.
Yeah.
And compared to what you hear, the produced version of Unwritten Law, I think they took away a lot of their sparkle, man, that they had
yeah,
from it, back then.
They became very radio friendly.
Right.
And I didn't like them because of that, but I don't know how I found this song, and it's just
that's
on
cool.
my running
that's really
mix.
Cool. Yeah. And we were talking about it, like, you know, so Blink was coming up at that time in mm-hmm. that area. You could see why Blink would have the sound that they have, basically looking at guys like this.
Oh, totally.
You know, really cool. Okay, I'm gonna do an old song, just because if I'm running, I've been reading a lot of these and listening to a lot of these music documentaries, and So like Bruce Springsteen and the Beastie Boys and Elvis Costello and all the other books that are out. Excuse me. And this one is, this song is mentioned several times in a lot of those that, I'm reading, but precursor to a lot of the punk. This is the Stooges, so Iggy and the Stooges, but this is Search and Destroy. You'll know this song from, I think it was in a commercial for the Super Bowl last year, but it's a really, really great song. And when you think about it, a lot of people say that punk rock started really in the Bowery with, you know, CBGBs and all that. I'd argue that punk rock in America really started simultaneously in Michigan with the MC5 and then with this band, the Stooges. So here's Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges. Cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Mother, gotta help me, please.
Dig it.
I can dig it. Yeah. I really have got an appreciation for Iggy from back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I guess, I mean, he's still doing it. It's pretty rad.
Yeah.
He can be as old as he is in such good shape and do it.
I think we saw him like 3 years ago at whenever I went to South by Southwest.
Uh-huh.
He was great.
Yeah, no, he's good.
He was so lively, so full of energy, and the band was great to see.
He's been the same the whole, mm-hmm. All those years, you mm-hmm. know? So, yeah, pretty amazing. If
the
you
only...
get a chance to see him now, Mike Watt plays bass for him, which is really cool. So, anyway.
Cool.
Or whatever that means.
When we were doing our Christmas episode, I was looking for songs. He did a Christmas song with Kylie Minogue.
Oh, no.
Which, oddest pairing, don't understand the connection. Don't understand why he would do a Christmas song. I think they did Christmas rapping. That's what they did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that little resurgence in the mid and early 90s
mm-hmm.
with the Candy song with Kate Pearson.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It was really kind of overproduced. But, hey, man, I guess you trade on your name. I was thinking about it like, oh, wow, why are people still into this guy? Because it's the early 90s and he was popular in the 70s, and then I think about, well, look at it these days, it's like, okay, these peak bands are popular in the 90s, and it's
mm-hmm.
you know, we're getting, we're almost in the 20s, you know, the 2000s. So anyway, cool. Hey, I'm gonna keep going. I think I like this song.
Whoa. Oh, buddy, it's my turn.
Oh, that's right,
the sickness
sorry.
Has gone to your
it
head.
Really has. I'm on a lot of Dayquil, sorry.
Take a break from leg day and like relax a little bit.
I want to get swole. Yeah, brother. Take it there, Julia. You take this one, bro.
We didn't tell you guys, but Hulk Hogan is actually our personal trainer.
That's how it goes, bro.
He just yells really racist and expletive things at us the whole time.
But all the do-rags we can handle.
I know. He has an unlimited supply. So I'm going to choose...
Oh, that's Macho Man. Sorry.
Get your wrestlers straight, please. I'm going to choose a band from Mexico. They are a ska band. Their name is Panteón Rococo. And this is like their hit song. The only song that I really know by them. But for me, when I'm running, it's that last like leg of the run. I put this song on and it's that pick me up. So cool. The song is called La Carencia. Y la carencia, arriba los salarios, abajo. Lo que gano en esta empresa no me alcanza pa' tragar. Y la carencia, arriba los salarios, abajo. Y yo le digo a mi Teresa, no me voy a resignar. Y la carencia, arriba los salarios, abajo. Lo que gano en esta empresa no me alcanza pa' tragar. Y la carencia, arriba los salarios, abajo. Y yo le digo a mi Teresa, vente, vamos a bailar con qué. And we're back. I like it. I thought it was really cool. I can see that. I could see you like stopping like the last quarter mile and then being, uh-huh. hold on. I'm going to put this on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And now I'm going.
It's like an iPod commercial.
Or, totally. Yeah. And now I can take the hill. yeah, it was cool. I really liked it. We were talking about watching Narcos, the Mexico narco show. And one thing I loved in it was the music. like all the music in it is great because they have all this like more like Sinaloan based music and then mariachi music and stuff. It's really cool. And it's supposed to take place in the whatever early 90s or like the very late 80s.
Current music or does it sound like old timey?
Some of it's a little old timey, but then in the credits they run current music, which is kind of cool. Which is really cool. So I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but it's real. The music's really cool. As a musician, you just listen to the skill level of the singers and the and like the horn players and some of the some of the beats. It's like, wow, that's really great.
I gotta send you a mix. I have a whole mix of old timey Mexico music that it's all I listen to lately. And I, if we ever do a show songs in Spanish, definitely include that stuff. But I'll pass that on.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna bring it up a notch.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring it up a notch with one of the raddest songs ever made and one of the best songs ever to work out to. And I say that without any fear that you will not love it.
Sure.
And this song is called Take On Me by A-ha. And here it goes.
That's one of the few 80s hit songs that I can listen to repeatedly and not get sick of it. Like on KRT, you know how they play the same 80s songs over and over and over again? Yeah,
for sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that song. And I like, you know, I just like the keyboard parts in it. I always thought it was really great. And I thought, this guy is amazing. keyboard when I was a kid.
Was this their only song?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it was their own. I think might have had one hit after that, but you know, it was probably more like where they're from and Sweden or wherever they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just made that up. I don't know if they're from Sweden.
I don't know. I believe you.
Okay, good.
Moving on.
All right.
This song. So I love No Doubt. I'm going to play another No Doubt song. I think we've played them a couple times before already. But,
No Doubt. No Doubt.
Their most recent album, I wasn't the biggest fan of.
No, it was.
I think it was called Push and Shove.
Push and Shove, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I actually liked that. The first single, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, there were like two songs off that album that I enjoyed. The rest of it was a little bit out there, but this is the song Push and Shove off of that album.
Awesome, yeah.
And I think it features someone that I will tell you in a minute. But here it is, Push and Shove. Give it to me straight when you smooth operate. Can you come out and play me with TikTok? Step up to the plate, no underestimate. No, never play it safe, no relax. Boy, John, I mean, I can't fight it. I'm your Marlin, need not gonna hide it. Hustling, you got me, you're tough, in my lane. Respect nobody, Bonnie, in a closet. Not gonna testify. Got me in the rules big time. Baby, you gonna work for you all night. Go for whatever you want. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Baby, you get... I like No Doubt. So, I mean, yeah.
I even like the newer records. I wanted that album to be bigger. And, like, I wanted that album to be, like, a blockbuster album that really put them back kind of on the map. And I'm kind of sorry that it didn't. But I that song's good. And we were talking about the Settle Down song is good as well. That's on that.
And, sorry, I didn't know the name of the person on that song, but it's Major Lazer. And I noticed Major Lazer's song... Major Lazer's songs have a lot of like reggae influence.
Yeah, right. Always.
But that song's really great. And that song, whenever I listen to it, I think it's really great for a spin class because it's like you're climbing the mountain. Yeah. It's a perfect song for climbing the mountain then heading down.
Right. That's cool. Well, I'm going to keep mine. I'm going to do another band. We've played this band before on here, but I really, oh, wow, there's a candle in the room and it looked like it was catching fire. I might just be on medication.
You are sick.
it looked like part of that wall was like catching fire.
You need bed rest.
So anyway, this is a TV on the Radio, and the song is called Wolf Like Me. We talked about TV on the Radio a bunch on this podcast, and can't really say much about them. This song tends to be a little heavier version of some of the stuff they do, but I think it's great. I can imagine listening to this in the gym, and that was the kind of the whole point. So here it is, Wolf Like Me, TV on the Radio. It's all right.
It's not something that I think I would listen to at the gym, but I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about it, and that second record they did was a little more indie, right?
Yeah, whereas the first one was very experimental, totally. Very out there, kind of blew your mind a little bit with, like, I hadn't heard anything like that before, so.
Right, totally.
To go from that to this was.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I just, If I'm going to listen to that, if I'm going to listen to a beat like that, a rockin' beat, then I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to listen to the radio. All right. Let's see. What you got?
Time for another very fast-paced punk song.
Love it.
This is The Clash, and cool. This is a song called White Riot. Love and again, it. Like, if you're in spin class, this is one of those that you're sprinting to. If you're running, this is that... Those 3 minutes where you're sprinting before you take your 1 minute right. walk break or whatever. What is that? Fartlek?
Fartlek, yeah.
Fartlek?
Fartlek training.
Yep. So here it is, White Riot.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge Clash fan, and actually today is the anniversary of Joe Strummer's death, so.
Oh, it
yeah.
is?
Yeah, it was 16 years ago today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it also, I mean, the day we're recording, is today the anniversary of David Bowie's death as well?
I saw a lot of memes on there, yeah. So I figured it must be, right?
That was yesterday? I saw a lot of things today. People are off. Calendars are wrong.
But,
world's falling apart.
The Joe Strummer, that was like one of the first... deaths that really hit me hard as a musician and kind of a I was a musician for so long and then I wasn't and so I became a fan for kind of the first time since I was like 14 years old I became just a fan
can imagine when you're in a band playing you're probably not you're just focused on being in that band you're probably not focused
and
on
writing and touring and doing whatever you're doing and you'll hear things but they're usually things that people recommend to you or things that you're already into, you know, or bands that you've seen.
Bands that you're playing with that sound similar to you, so you're probably not listening to things outside your world.
And when you get into a band like The Clash, I always thought they were for old people, and then I didn't start listening to The Clash until I was like 21, maybe. And man, it just blew my mind when after I actually listened to London Calling all the way through, I thought, wow, this is amazing. And that band was great, and I remember the exact place I was when Joe Strummer died. I was on 2nd Street, Belmont Shore. I was driving to work because I was living kind of down there at that time. And I was 2003. So I was in traffic and then like, I think it was Tammy Heidi or somebody was on K-Rock and they said it. And I was like, oh man, I was all bummed. Like, that sucks. That was like a really bad day. But
well, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Hey man, white people problems. What do
you made it through.
I did.
You powered through that.
I did. I made it through the rain. cool. Well, I love The Clash. And as a contemporary of the band, The Clash, this woman who started this band used to live with Joe Strummer so in a little squat there in Brixton. So here's Middle of the Road by The Pretenders. Come on, baby. Get in the road.
Deep appreciation for The Pretenders.
Yeah, me too.
Like, it's, again, a band that I didn't, like you were saying, something I didn't care for or think about when I was younger, But only now I'm hearing, you hear this about the Pretender, you hear this, and you're like, oh, that's them, that's them, that's right. them. And you're like, how did I not pay attention to them?
Yeah, and they were a political band and a rocking band. And the fact that, you know, I think Chrissy Hynde does more for fans of music who want to be musicians. She's the golden story. She's the, you know, living in Ohio and just gets a flight to London, not knowing anybody, and ends up hanging out with the Sex Pistols, hanging out with the Clash, hanging out with all these bands. And she goes out there to meet Ray Davies from the Kinks and ends up marrying him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's totally like, not the American dream, but like,
it's like a punk rock dream.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Totally. Starting off on your own and figuring it out yourself.
Right, like, and just doing it. And you know, to boot, it'd be different if she had that story and she wasn't a good songwriter and she was kind of a Pop-Tart. But the fact that she's an amazing songwriter and she's a great front woman, you know, it's she's pretty awesome. So definitely in my top 10 bands. And also, it's a tight band. They're so good, you know. So, and they, you know, we can do a whole Pretenders thing. I mean, they've had their whole form of tragedies and all this other stuff in the band.
They would actually be a good one to do, just because I don't know as much by them, so it's fun to listen
private
to.
Private assignment? You want your own private assignment? Learn all you can about the Pretenders?
We'll do it.
Report back?
Book report.
Book report. So, yeah, there you go. What do you got?
I'm going to take this in a different direction.
Okay.
I'm going to go more pop this time with Rihanna.
Oh, dude, I was going to play Rihanna.
Really? What song are you going to
do? I was going to do Umbrella just because I like the Jay-Z part.
Got it. So I have a
I totally didn't expect you to play that.
Because normally I don't listen to that stuff. But once in a while you hear a version of it, of these songs that are really, that strike me and connect with me. So this is Rihanna and Calvin Harris.
Okay.
And I feel like Calvin Harris does a really great job remixing a lot of pop songs that are listenable for me. So this is We Found Love. And again, it's one of those like pumps you up type of songs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool one, and it's produced really well. What can you say? That is very upbeat, and it definitely builds up. So I could definitely see you on a spin bike, like and then the drop comes in.
I love the drop. I love that build up and the drop.
Let the beat drop.
But it's more listenable than most EDM type music for me.
Right.
So,
well, cool. We were actually just talking during that listening to Rihanna. We were talking about this band who I'm going to play. They're called Biffy Clyro. They're a Scottish band, which falls in my category of the best music in the world, because it seems to be like, I don't know why all good bands come from Scotland, but they do. But Biffy Clyro is huge everywhere else except the United States, and I can't figure out why. But this song's called Little Hospitals. I picked it for the beat. I picked it because I think it's a good example of them. I think this came out 4 or 5 years ago, but it's a really great song, and just listen to it. We'll discuss after.
Choice.
Yeah, a cool band. Not everything is like that, but it's almost like they're I hate to say it this way, but they're like a Sum 41 and like a Woo I don't really like at all, like an At the Drive-In had a baby and it was like a poppy 2000s baby. It would sound like that, you know. They're really good, but they're a great example of a lot of these bands that are English or Irish or Scottish in this case, that are huge other places. They're similar to like Codaline, a band like that, which is big in Ireland and big in England. But when they play here, they play like
200 people.
Yeah, 200 people. Yeah, exactly. They don't play hardly. I think the last time when Codaline was here last, I think they played the Fonda.
I don't know.
And it was half full. It was like 500 people.
It's a bummer.
So yeah, it's like, you know, it's cool. This music is alive and well everywhere else, but they just don't get the airtime here, you know? But yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I love some UK bands.
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay. So I'm sticking with pop punk.
Cool.
Big time. We're going with Newfound Glory or A Newfound Glory, whatever your preference is.
ANFG.
This was...
As featured on The Apprentice.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Don't bring it up. It's not a good thing.
We're not talking about that. That's weird. Anyways, this is their self-titled album, and this song is Sincerely Me. So can you see?
Was Newfound Glory. For sure.
What better way to describe a Newfound Glory song?
That was absolutely Newfound Glory.
I love this. I can run to this entire album. I love that like whiny emo pop punk.
I get it. I'm more Jimmy Eat World on the early end of that. Yeah. You're kind of on the later end of that. It's all right.
I also have like Midtown on here.
Oh, and well, other... you know what? I'm gonna see. Okay, this is my last song. Okay. I'm gonna see your Midtown, and I'm gonna raise you. How about Rooney?
Oh,
raise you
shit.
Rooney. Yeah. So, when did your heart go missing? Yeah, exactly. This is the OC. This is Rooney, and if you don't know Rooney, they're the ones. Weren't they the ones that did the "I Think I'll Go to Boston" song? Is that them? I'll go to Boston.
Probably. I don't remember.
All right. Anyway, here is Rooney. When did your heart go missing?
I liked Rooney a lot too.
Yeah, okay.
They were all mixed into that same group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was not going to play that song. I was actually going to play, I was thinking of Adam Levine for some reason because of previous shows. We were talking about Cars, Flowers, and other things. Uh-huh. And I forgot he did a song with Gym Class Heroes, so I was going to do that because it has
We can throw it in. They have Gym in the title, in the name.
All right, fine. Let's do it.
Do it. You get an extra song this week.
I'll get an extra song. This is Stereo Hearts, Gym Class Heroes, featuring Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Overloved as ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close.
I've heard that song before.
Yeah.
Definitely radio song. Didn't know that Gym Class Heroes was a hip hop band.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound, the name sounds like a punk band.
Yeah.
To me.
Well, and if you look at it, they play their own instruments. So there's not a lot of loops and samples with it. It's they all play, you know, bass, drums, guitar, all that. And actually they were signed by Fueled by Ramen, which is Less Than Jake's label, years ago. Mm-hmm. And I have a sampler, I think, like a Fueled by Ramen sampler from 2004.
I have one,
and
too.
They're on it. They'll
okay.
be on it.
I'll have to look at mine because I love having compilations.
Yeah.
So I want to, I'll double check mine to see if they're on there.
I definitely know that they were on a comp because that's how I first heard of them. Hmm. And I remember thinking, wow, Fueled by Ramen's really taking chances. So yeah. That's cool. You know, it's cool that they're out there doing that. And that had to be a big payday for them because when you're on a little label, you get a band like that and they get picked up by a major. That's all gravy, you know?
Yeah.
So when Fueled by Ramen first came out, they did a lot of, Less Than Jake was so sought after that when they signed to Capitol, they got their own subsidiary label. So mm-hmm. they were able to sign bands, and they did Jimmy Eat World's first record. Well, a subsequent record after the Capitol release that Jimmy Eat World had. So they've got their fingers in a lot of pies fueled by Roman. It's really cool.
Fun facts.
Fun facts.
All right. We're going to do one last song. So, and this is another very poppy indie song, but I love it. Heard it so many times, but I still think it's great. It's Passion Pit, and it's called Sleepyhead.
Yep. I really like them, and I think that's really fitting for the theme. A song like that's really fitting for the theme. I think,
yeah.
Well, that reminds me of like a of they are kind of like the more electronic version of kind of a festival band where you'd go mm-hmm. to, you know, Austin City Limits, you'd see them, or you'd go to or Music Tastes Good or one of those.
They're like your pretty band
that you would
go see. The very polished,
right.
You know.
Right. Where I kind of put them in the vein of a band like Check 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 or and bands like that.
Yeah.
Where they're all it's all cool, everything they're doing. It's just very, very clean, very polished, and very bright.
Yeah, it rounds off the Phoenix that you played at the beginning nicely.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, hey, that's a good ending.
Yeah.
To the aperitif that is our show.
The
amuse-bouche, if you will.
I hope by listening to this at the gym, you've already lost 50 pounds and you can bench press.
Let's get that BMI down, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about the pounds. Let's get the BMI down.
Okay. So, everyone go vegan. There you go.
Go vegan. So, you really, hey, lift all the weights you want, but if you want to live forever and actually have a pecker that works, I would go vegan if I were you. Okay. Anyway,
please note, we are not professionals. You do not have to take our advice.
I am definitely not a professional. I'm just telling you.
These are just opinions.
This is my own experience. Okay? All right.
All right. Let's hit the gym, Mike.
Let's do it. And then the heavyset one told me I should go piss up a rope. And I was like, what? Oh, anyway.
Anyways, I mean, what do you have going on, Mike?
I got so much going on. I got a show February 6th, getting playing to Alex's Bar with the Toasters. My band, Bite Me Bambi, will be there with the Toasters. And I think it's like $12. It's cheap.
That's great. That's how much shows should cost.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think too, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep it affordable, people. Because I know I ain't making any money. So who needs to get paid here?
You mean you're not sitting on tons of podcast dough?
No. You know what? The podcast dough, it's like Emily's List. Early money is like yeast. Just raises the dough. We don't have any early money here.
The likes on Instagram are payment enough.
They are for me. They are. But yeah, if you want to come out February 6th, that'd be great. It's in Long Beach. Alex's Bar is in Long Beach. So
cool. I'll scoot on over.
You could scoot. Oh, that'd be a good show. Yeah. Scoot too.
That's a show where I think that you're going to see a line of scooters out
there. I hope so. You know what? Maybe I'll work something out where I can ride mine.
What? You can take side streets all the way up there.
That's right. It's only 22
miles. Christina's getting mad. Gotta go, guys.
Who's going to take his keyboard?
Oh, yeah. Who's going to take my gear? All right.
Okay. Well, go see Mike's band. Go see Bite Me Bambi. They're a great ska band, and you're going to love them.
I hope so. See you then.
Bye. If you like listening to our podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes.
I forgot my line.
Tell a friend.
Oh, tell a friend. Leave that.
Leave that. And follow us on Instagram at mixtapemixtapepodcast or visit our website, mixtapemixtapepodcast.com.
5 stars.